Oh, wow. Man, I'm really happy to be here today and just to be used by God.
Amen.
I said I wasn't going to come up here and talk about stories, but it seems to be that's my thing. I can remember a couple of years ago, my wife has had her old car. And I was basically off on Thursday, so the only reason I would have to drive my wife's car is to get service, get inspections. But my wife, her car had something that really irked me. She had a hula man on the dashboard, a bobblehead. And I was like, oh man, I gotta get an inspection. I gotta deal with this man just looking at me. don't even know nothing. You know, and I don't know why that came to my mind this morning, but I would go. No matter if I was moving or not moving, he'd be doing. You know, I'd be driving right, he'd be going left. And when I stop, he takes 5 minutes to stop. You know, it's like, oh man. And it's like, I would tell my wife, I would like, I'm really tired of your bobblehead. I'm going to, don't you touch my bobblehead. Don't touch it. He ain't do nothing to you. Yes, he did. He's taking my attention away from the road. And I want you to think about that. It's like, he was moving even though the car was still. His surroundings were still, but he was still everywhere. Okay, I'd like to go to the first chapter of Psalm. And I think I'm going to start off at the first verse. Oh, wait a minute. The title is Living in Royalty. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. This leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which in the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I was just sitting around, just meditating, just thinking on God. Just, you know, I was kind of tossed to and fro by the message I was going to give, and it always seems to change. For what reason, I don't know. I was thinking about the Queen of England. When she goes, you never hear about the Queen when she's traveling, when she travels many places, you never hear of the Queen stopping at a Super 8 motel. Or Chamberlain. and all her followers, can you imagine how ridiculous that would be? Her drivers, her motorcade, everyone chilling in the Super 8 parking lot. Her driver saying, this can't be life, it got to be more. She drinking her noon tea in the lobby where you have gum and cigarette butts everywhere. That does not happen. Why? The only reason why is she's royalty. And people in royalty know their position. They know where they stand because they know that motel is beneath them. Certain things they wouldn't even think of because it's beneath them. When everyone accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we became members of the royal family. And I was just thinking about that. It's so, keep in mind, I'm really speaking a lot to myself. We accept too much. We in our daily lives, we accept stuff on a job. We accept stuff at home. Conditions of our homes. Conditions in a workplace, we accept too much. In my workplace, like I say, I've been at the same job for 23 years. And it's a situation that happened where we supply grocery stores, and we receive from all types of vendors onto the docks, produce, meat, everything. And this one particular vendor was giving us broccoli, and the broccoli, when the order selector picked the broccoli up, the boxes just fall vegetables all over the floor. And I came and told whoever I was going to tell at that given time, it was the manager, like, why are the inspectors not turning this product away? And it seems like when I see stuff wrong in the warehouse, I take pictures because that's part of my job. I have to take pictures when stuff is not right. And the truth be told, if they would keep on giving us damaged product because we don't turn it away. So if we have a standard, a pallet dropped on the floor, put that in the corner, supervisor would take it, they'd take everything. Meanwhile, I started a big thing in the warehouse. So meanwhile, the inspectors weren't doing their job. So we started sending the loads back. Truck driver driving from California, mad as I don't know what. But hey, it got to go back. It can't come here. Give us something we can use. We can't use that. Watermelon? Oh, look at, no, it has to go back. I'm only saying this. And I can think of, a lot of instances where I accepted things I shouldn't be a part of. When you start to accept things, you become acceptable. So, hey, if we, what I'm trying to say is we entertain entirely too much things we shouldn't be a part of. Look at the royal family. Megan, how she had to change her dress. She had to change things to be acceptable because she is now part of royalty. So we need to stop accepting the unacceptable. When we demand more, we will receive more. Okay, moving right along. I think I want to go to Luke. Luke 10, the 19th verse. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Keep in mind, when we accept Jesus Christ, we're of a higher standard. And the higher standard is a reason, because I can remember as me being at work as a warehouse man, and then I got promoted to supervisor, I had to change the way I deal with people. Mm-hmm. My friends, people I used to, because see, I've been for 20 some years, so we've gone out together, you know, hang out. But when that change come, I had to break away. Oh, come on. It's time for a break. Let break. I'm not breaking with you. Because the minute I give in, that's when they give in. So, okay, we can do this. First Peter, the second chapter, the 9th verse. But ye are the chosen generation of royal priesthood, and holy nation, peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. I think I've said this before. We have to think of who we're representing.
Amen.
Are we just blowing in the wind? You know, I think about the bobblehead and praise God for my daughter. Before when she was young, I call her young because she's not young anymore in my eyes. And I can remember feeding her and the way I had to control her neck because she would go left, right. She would go real all directions. That's the way we are. When we start to hold a standard, people will know, hey, he's different. She's different. And they're not going to come to you any kind of way. But if they think you like them and you really tried to give them a word, it's not going to be accepted. I really ain't mean to go this deep today. I really didn't, but it was needed. Let's go to Revelations, the 5th chapter, the 9th verse. You know, in Revelations is somewhere I really don't go, but... But then again, like I said before, it's needed. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the blood and to open the seas thereof, for thou wast slain." This is not what I wanted, but redeem us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and every tongue and people and nations. This is really not what I wanted, and I'm so embarrassed, but I'm going along with it. And you know, I thank God that someone received that. Because that wasn't the intended purpose, but you know, we're going with it. Think of a cruise ship. If you see a ship on the yard, on dry land, is it serving its intended purpose? It may look pretty. It ain't going nowhere. And I can't help but reiterate that when we accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior, we're in a different realm. Okay. We're in a different realm. And I say that when we do that, a job starts then. A job starts officially once you have accepted your own duty. And it's up to you to seek him to find out what your mission is.
Amen.
On duty. And I just want to say this. While we need, like, as royalty, royal priesthood, we're part of a royal family. Amen. Which means if we're royalty, it's certain things we're not allowed to do. If we want to hold the standard. Amen. But if we mingle and co-mingle and stay in the wavy lines of society, are we serving that purpose? And keep in mind, this is not what I wanted to say today. And I hope I can bring it out in December. You know, but this is clearly not what I had in mind. So I just want to leave you with this. Stop accepting. Be acceptable. Stop accepting everything that comes your way. Like that bobblehead, the car is still, he's still moving. Why? He don't know where to go. He doesn't know where to go. Think, oh, are we that bobblehead? It's things at work, things at home. We see, sometimes we know it's unacceptable, but we accept it because we think that's for us. Oh, I'm supposed to live like this. Oh, oh, that hole in the wall. That's the way it's supposed to be. That hole been there for 2 years. Ain't nothing leaking from it. I'm only teaching y'all, but I'm preaching to myself. We need to check ourselves. Amen. We need, if we're going to be right before God, if we're going to be holding a standard. See, when we hold a standard, okay, would you much rather being pulled over by a police officer, uniform or non-uniform? If he doesn't have a uniform, how are you going to take him seriously? Oh, you know how fast you were going? Do you know how fast I was going? But if he has the uniform, the name tag, the badge number, everything, you're going to yield to him. Have your day, officer. You know. This walk must be uniform. If we accept Christ, it must be done his way. Amen. Or no way. We can't be here, then like the Bible, hey, go over here. It has to be narrow. A lot of times there's no room for play. And when I was younger, I thought I had all the time in the world, but I don't. Sometimes we don't accept change because we're comfortable where we are. And so you can't change the unchangeable. So as we read, as we study, we always have to go to our owner's manual. If we get a piece of high-tech equipment being shipped to our house, would we just gonna open the box and use it? Nah, because it has a lot of features which we don't know about. It includes stuff that we have no idea how to use because we neglected to read the manual. So today I just want to encourage everyone. I trust that everyone here, the communication with God is right. But for me coming up here, I have a feeling that it was needed. You know, needed. And half the time I'm preaching to myself because I know I need to read. What's required of me? How does this include me? Well, I'm coming up on a dry spot. Oh, how do I counteract that? Oh, you're not talking to me like you normally talk to me. Is this something I'm doing? Oh, God, why am I not hearing from you? Is this something I'm not doing? And then he doesn't answer me right away. And when he don't, yes, it's something I need to check myself on. Being in a new place, in a new environment of canvassing the neighborhood and bringing people here, we have to create a uniform that they know who we are.
Amen.
I said a long time ago, the heart attracts the heart. So if our heart is not right, we're not going to be attracting the way we think we attract. You're trying to lead them into the house of the Lord, they may have other things in mind. When we walk out in our uniforms, when we're on the job, when we're on duty, people know where to find us. People know where to find us. Like a cop, if you see someone getting robbed and a policeman just walking by in plain uniform, in plain clothes versus a uniform, hey, we got a problem over here. As light as I try to make this, it's so serious because this is a life, a royal priesthood we playing with, you know, and it's important to, people are much more approachable if they're attracted to what they see. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your